She rolled that dick like a soldier. She rolled it like a soldier. She rolled it like a Callio soldier. She rolled that dick like a soldier. She rolled it like a soldier. She rolled it like a Mac Motion soldier. She rolled that dick like a soldier. She rolled it like a soldier. She rolled it like a Jungle soldier. She rolled that dick like a soldier. She rolled it like a soldier. She rolled it like a Melphamine soldier.
Cuff, nigga. I just start shit, nigga. I don't be off it no more, nigga. I just, you know, you know, I come in like, you know, out of nowhere. Just be like, yo, what's going on? It's not that serious. The podcast.
Yes, it is.
You already know what it is, yo. It's Big Mike.
LZ.
We're back again.
Yes,
you know
we
what I'm saying? Another week.
Yes, another hectic week.
Yeah, man. Before we even start. Because you already know what it is, my nigga. When this drops, it will be my co-host, my man 50 Grand, brother from another mother, good friend and ally, DJ LZ. It will be his birthday tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
On Wednesday, April the 11th.
Yep, the 11th.
So it's going to be his birthday. Shout out to you. Happy birthday,
Thank you. Happy birthday to myself. I'm going to just go to work. You reach a certain age when you just, it's like,
bruh,
nigga, fuck it. Like,
after 21, your birthday doesn't matter.
It doesn't fucking matter.
It matters.
The next birthday after, you know, it goes
21 to 30.
They go, okay, birthdays that matter. 13, 16, 18, 21.
Then 30. Every 10 years after that.
Yeah, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80? Kill me?
We're black. So 60 is, you know, that hype.
Yo, that's terrible.
Because you're going to get gout by 53, and you're going to check out by 56.
Oh, you're definitely going to have diabetes. That's in the plan.
You're going to have the sugar.
The sugar. It's going to be high.
It's going to be high.
It's about 80. I say black people live about 80.
They say, if you go before they take a foot, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But after they take a foot, man, do you want to keep going?
You really want
to? Do you want to?
Nah.
Making threats to your kids and know you can't follow because you can't chase them no more. I'll beat your wife. No, you can't.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
You stop. You start skipping doctor's appointments. Skipping dialysis.
Just letting it go. Shut up. This shit is funny, but mad triggering.
Because
mad members of my family have succumbed to die.
Hey, it happens.
It happens, man.
Hey.
Another struggle.
As the pastor says, death is a part of life.
Sure.
Like, shut up, Pastor Williams. You fucking all the clergy women.
I guess I'm a little close to home. You throwing shade at my church, huh, nigga?
Yes, I am.
Man.
Yeah, your pastor's out here. He's out here.
My pastor's out here on some. Ex-pastor's out here on some.
Ex-pastor, yeah. So. What exactly did he do?
Okay, I'm not going to put my church.
You don't have to say no names.
I'm not going to say my church's name.
Because my church had its share of drama.
Your shit was on the internet.
It was nothing like yours, though.
Shit was on YouTube.
It was on YouTube. I'm pretty sure
this shit had a view count.
It still is on YouTube, too. That's the worst part.
That shit was on
A Baptist World Star, nigga.
Baptist World Star.
Yo, our churches just have been through some shit, man. It's just, man, so basically,
the most drama. What happened now?
My church.
Yeah.
The ex-pastor who's not the pastor no more because we got that nigga the fuck up out of there. basically, he was doing a lot of shit. Like, it was he was going for a variety pack of scandal. At first he was allegedly stealing some money, misappropriating funds.
That's normal though.
That's regular.
That's like regular, shit, regular.
You know what I'm saying? But this nigga went for the coup de grace when he was fucking women in the church who are married.
He wasn't married?
He is married. Fucking married people in the church.
Damn.
And people that he married.
Damn, damn.
So this nigga
he
said,
married these women. And yeah, he married
this
them.
This nigga like, looking at the nigga said, do you take her? And in the back of his mind said, I will take her tonight.
The nigga said, till I do you part?
Till I do you part. Good one. All right.
Oh, wait. Hit the joint. Hit the joint.
Till I do you part, nigga. Oh, man. Yes, we got sound effects in this motherfucker, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When we hit the high point, you're going to hear a bit of a... Oh, I'm going to abuse the fuck out of that.
You're gonna lose us viewers too.
Hey man,
niggas like yo, it was cool. So they gotta
so we got the soundboard. They started. You lost their fucking mind. Listen, man, I don't give a fuck. Man.
Oh man, nah, but pastors be on some shit.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Pastors have the most. I feel like churches have the most drama
because man, and I don't want to get all super philosophical, religious-y. Now that's why a lot of people have problems with religion today.
Yeah.
Especially Christianity, because
of the hypocrisy is
in people, and yeah. When you take into account that at the end of the day, it's people
mm-hmm.
that the core of what you're trying to the religion in its core, and all religions really,
they're all the same.
They all tell you the same.
They're
shit.
All really the same.
Be
thing.
Good people.
Yeah,
don't fuck with other people. Live life, prosperous, do right. By your families and your community,
yeah,
and spread goodness around,
it's
and
simple,
it'll come
man.
Back to you,
yeah,
in one way or another. Whether that be in the afterlife, whether that be in heaven,
mm-hmm.
whether that be Muslim heaven, I don't know what that is. No disrespect. You know what I'm saying? Whether that be in you achieve nirvana or like you know
anything,
the next life yeah. where you I forgot what's the term. Were you reincarnation?
Come back as a bunny.
Yeah, come back. You know, as a noble midget.
Come back as a whore. Anything's possible.
But the cam soda's popping though.
I'm sorry, sex worker.
No, <Nah, ho. laughs> or whatever. But you know, so
oh man.
But when people start, you know, people are flawed.
Yeah,
and then you taint the goodness of innate goodness of what it's trying to teach, and
yeah.
then people see that as you know,
yeah. People start wilding.
Yeah, people say, oh, people, you know, they murder people in their religion. No, they use that.
Yeah, there's
to
people who
their own
there's,
agenda.
Yeah, there's people who misconstrue and purposefully twist the text in their own religions.
Just
like
text, they, yeah, they
like
do,
what
they
like,
do it
what
for Christian text. They do it for Muslim text.
Yeah, bro.
They do it for all
every religion. You know what I mean? They all do it. There's some bad apples everywhere.
There's bad apples everywhere.
Bad apples everywhere.
We're humans, and humans ain't shit.
Humans ain't shit, baby.
And we want to continue to not be shit.
There's only one person
until the apes take over.
Hey, it's looking like it might be robots first.
Yeah, to the robots and the apes. The robot apes. Take over the world, nigga.
I seen a tweet. It said, what did it say? Something about robots having all the... No. It was like more than 50% of people's sex partners will be robots by like 2020 or some shit like that. Or 2030.
Mm.
Some wild shit. I was like,
that's
believable.
That's crazy because I waited too long for real puss to do that.
Yeah.
Because nah,
man.
I will not.
You know, they're gonna have their own bathrooms,
nigga. I will.
Shit gonna be
nigga,
out
I
of
will
hand.
Not, I will not cheat myself in this fashion, my nigga.
Hey,
but yeah, man, it's another week, bro.
Another week. Oh yeah, before we forget,
shout out to the sponsor,
Shelby at Garden Clothing. You can follow him on Instagram
at Garden
Garden App Clothing, and. You can go on there, or Garden Apparel, I should say. You can go on there and get, you know, we got the sweatsuits, we got the hoodies, the hats, everything. that you can really imagine.
He's always got something cooking in the fire.
You know, always. Saying? Like, you never know what he's up to. Like, he still does the credit thing. He got the book on Didac.
On Didac. You know what I'm saying? Trying to motivate you and change your mindset so you can succeed, bro.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what it's all about. Everybody trying to succeed and get theirs. Like, damn near everybody has a side hustle nowadays.
Oh, yeah. You gotta have a side hustle.
You had to have one, man, because the shit is not set up for us to succeed. So. Yeah. Everybody, even if you're not an entrepreneur, you got to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's bad, but it's good. It's bad because it's just the fact that we have to do this.
Yeah.
And it's so fucked up that we have to do this, but it's making you better people. It's making you
more it makes you more well-rounded. Yeah. Like, I know when I first started DJing and, like, doing it for real, that's when I knew, like, I was never going to have just one job.
Right.
Because it was networking. Like, I was doing so many other things. I was like, yo, if I DJ, I can do this and I can do that. And then once I started modeling, I was like, yo, this nigga, what? You gotta do other things. Like, you don't wanna, and doing one thing forever gets boring anyway.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, if you got a side hustle, find a hobby, start getting good at it, and then get some bread for it, my nigga.
You know what I'm
feel
saying?
Feel me?
Yeah, man.
That's the goal right here. That's you listen to our side hustle. One of the many side hustles.
One of the side hustles.
Listen.
Speaking of
side hustles. So basically, you a side bitch.
Ho. this speaking of side hustles, I've came to a realization today that I am definitely going to try stand up one time.
I saw you put that on your Instagram.
Yeah.
You should try it. I thought about doing it at school before, but I was like, what about I talk about?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try. I can see you doing it.
I'm gonna give it a go. Mm-hmm. I wanna say during the summertime.
Duh.
When there's a lot of time,
I will help you write.
I will give you You know what I'm saying?
Thinking some funny shit.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a go, man. See what happens.
What the worst thing that could happen
is you get booed,
is somebody tells you to get your big ass off the stage.
Yeah.
That would probably be the worst.
And okay.
Yeah.
I will.
I mean, unless somebody's trying to, like, shoot at you or something.
Ah, see, come on, damn. My jokes can't be that bad, my nigga.
Nah.
If you're bad enough to where a nigga wants to shoot you. A nigga
wants to waste bullets?
In today's economy?
In today's economy? You're gonna waste
artillery shell on you, nigga? Nigga, man.
Nah, I can see you being, I can see you doing it.
Yeah, quit your day job and your night job.
Facts.
And your in-between job and then hang yourself. If niggas is gonna shoot you.
Shooting you. Now, I can see you doing it, though.
I can see myself definitely giving it a go. Because
I think I could have done it, you're funnier than me. So you really could have.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
You can do it.
Man, listen.
You can do it, bro. Because I'm telling you, I came very close to doing it in college.
No, man.
Didn't tell anybody. I was just gonna do it one day. Didn't do it.
I still think you can do it.
We'll see.
You gotta go together. Let's do it together.
Do it together? Yeah. One after another?
Yeah.
Or we can do it at the same time. Hit with the
duo. Listen. Hit with the double fist?
Yeah, the double fist. The double sided dildo.
You know, tips that can on be our act name.
Double sided dildo.
And coming to a city near you.
We're going on tour.
One raps, the other sings. But they both penetrate the same. It's double sided dildo.
What's good, y'all? Hey, single ladies, where y'all at?
He hits from the front, I hit from the back.
Hey, everybody's like, oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Oh, man.
They will get us the fuck out of here.
Oh, so quick.
We gotta wear, like, matching outfits. Nah, you know what? No, we'll be the number 10. I'll wear a shirt.
One out of one.
Yo, they were kidding us.
We be going so quick, bro.
No, we might become a commodity, though. You'd be like, yo, remember them niggas, number 10?
They're going to be viral. Remember them niggas? Number 10? It was one night only, nigga. But, man.
It was so bad, it was good.
Them niggas shook it up. We get ironic tour dates.
Double-sided. We're like, well, we really were inspired by Flight of the Conchords and Penn and Teller. Like, what the fuck? Two niggas inspirations.
One day we watched Jesus and Mero and it clicked.
Double-sided dildo.
Yes.
We might have to do that now.
The world will never understand. That was just a random sound because my finger hit it. But yeah, that equals as well.
That'll be the crowd when we get set up on stage.
Yeah.
Son.
But
What do we got this week? I know we got a lot. We're gonna do a
double sided dildo skit. We do have a lot on the menu though.
We got a lot on the menu, man. We're gonna be all over because we got it all over. So fuck it.
I guess we can start with a little bit. I won't even call it sports. Ben Simmons is the
No, can we go to that later?
Do you want to do that later?
Oh,
because
you want your stats. I'm getting actual stats. All right,
then I'll start with something else though. Okay. So, Ray Lewis. We'll start with Ray Lewis. You want to start with that?
Yeah, let's start with that.
This motherfucking tap dancing coon ass nigga, right? So,
Gregory Hines ass like, raccoon. Come on, coon son. Ass like, nigga, bro.
This nigga. So, apparently, he believes that Odell Beckham Jr. has taken God out of his life.
Nigga has taken life.
How?
I saw how two
Ray Lewis has gunpowder on his hands.
Nigga, you have
still,
nigga. You're talking about people taking God out of their life, nigga. You have introduced people to God. You was the middleman between niggas and the Lord.
Like,
you was their Uber driver to heaven, nigga.
To heaven.
At the end of a blade, you just stab me like you,
nigga. Turn around like this, your stop. And at the gates of heaven,
this better be your stop, brother. You better go to the other place.
This nigga Ray Lewis, bro. Like, yo, what is wrong with? First of all. You're a murderer.
You're a murderer.
A murderer and a contradictor. This is why people don't like Christians.
This is why
people are like, what's the point of Christianity when everybody's a fucking asshole? Hypocrite. Like, what
the self-awareness is
minimal.
It makes no sense. It's like me going like, yo, man, you need to really cut calories, bro. Like, what the fuck? What do I look like telling, like, come on. Nah, bro, what you really need to do, you need to cut down on your calories, and then you got to bulk up by going to the gym.
And then once you do that, you can lean out.
See, listen, y'all niggas, this is how you lose weight, nigga.
That's like me telling LeBron James how to dunk. Like, hey, LeBron, well, next time you got to win, you got to curl it.
So, LeBron, you stick the needle in here so the HGH can flow through your veins real well.
Or if you put it in your butt, you can sit on it. And if you hit down real hard, you twitch.
Like, just make sure you don't fart it out.
Yeah, facts. You just going to make sure it don't come out when you put it in.
Nothing
saying. Fuck, I'm going to tell LeBron about HGH. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, what? I don't know.
He does.
Yeah. You don't know nothing about God, my nigga. You are a murderer.
He told Colin Kaepernick that he shouldn't have took a knee. And then what was he doing at the end of the season?
He took a double
knee. And then this nigga said, I wasn't taking a knee, I was praying.
This nigga can't fake protest right. Like, you can't even fake the fuck right.
He's an idiot.
You fucking idiot. Like, bro.
That nigga. Yo,
your heroes, man. They just,
He's just one of them niggas like, yo, just shut the fuck up, Ray Lewis.
Just shut your ass, my nigga.
Him getting in front of a TV and a microphone was the worst thing he's ever done.
Bro, the worst shit,
Since the fucking trial, bro. Because Ray Lewis killed a guy.
Speaking of TVs and microphones and shit, bro, and just overall sets and movie sets and shit, bro. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about how bad,
like, oh yeah,
black movies in the 90s were, bro.
Yeah, son. Really, any movie that came out before 2017.
Yo, bro, bro. I don't know. All right, so everybody, I don't know if y'all are familiar with this movie. I guess it's under the umbrella of hood classic movies. Mm-hmm. It was in that streak of time in the early 90s where a lot of gangster black movies were coming out, like Juice, mm-hmm. and Boys in the Hood, Menace to Society, mm-hmm. Colors, things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Those type of movies. What's that shit with Nino Brown? What's it called again?
Nino Brown. I forget.
I'm
horrible with names of movies like from the
90s. Now I got Ice-T, Nino Brown.
That wasn't the one when the little boy got shot.
New Jack City.
What was the one when the little boy got shot in the back when he was robbing the old man?
This is it right here. That's what I'm about to talk about. The movie I'm about to talk about is, I watched it last night.
What movie is that again?
It was on BET. It's called South Central.
Yeah, South Central. I'm stupid.
I'll give you a brief summary. Mm-hmm. South Central is about a young man. It starts off as a young man. His name is Bobby Johnson, a.k.a. OG Bobby Johnson.
OG Bobby Johnson.
So I'm saying him and his boy Ray Ray, love the name Ray Ray.
Love the name.
Starts a gang in L.A. they call the Deuces. So they started a gang in the, called the Deuces, and they want to build this gang up. They got aspirations to build it up to like a big organization. Mm-hmm. Cool, whatever. Now they have a problem with this dude that because they want to sell drugs. Mm-hmm. And what's so funny about gang mentality is that they do this Robin Hood type mentality where they're saving the hood and protecting the hood, like, nigga.
But they're destroying the hood at the same time.
Yeah, you're pumping drugs into the community. Don't give me some.
Nigga's like, yeah, I'm giving the hood drugs, but they're my drugs.
Like, it's my dope, though.
It's my dope. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Like, it's bumped in blood dope, though. Yeah, it's good. It's better. It has more nutrients. Vitamin B, blood. Anyway. So they have a problem with this dude who's selling dope. They got to get him out of there. So OG Bobby Johnson, he kills him. Ends up going to jail for it. And he just had a newborn son. Basically, flashbacks 10 years later. He's in jail. His son is 10 years old. He's trying to be a deuce too. Mm-hmm. He falls into the gang life. He gets shot trying to steal some stuff from an old man. And then OG, you know, obviously, the nigga's in jail. He becomes Muslim. He converts to Islam. Comes back with the Kufi. The Kufi Hotep. We got to spread brotherly love in our communities, brother.
Brother.
Spitting verses every other sentence.
With a soapbox.
Yeah. Soapbox is in his head, ready to go at every moment. But I just want to talk, how bad
the acting, right?
The acting.
Yeah.
Was in this goddamn movie.
That's how a lot of them were, though.
Bro. Bro.
It was that bad?
Bro.
I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie since I was, like, bro. It's been years. It's been a long time.
Bro. It's one scene where the nigga, OG Bobby Johnson, is in jail, and he's talking to the nigga. Mm-hmm. The nigga, he gets into trouble with some Aryan Nation niggas. Mm-hmm. And the leader of the Aryan Nation in this jail, his name is Buddha. Don't know.
That doesn't usually happen.
You might as well call the leader of the Aryan Nation Muhammad. Or the leader of the Muslims, Pei Wing. It don't match, my nigga. But whatever. So he's in jail. He's like, the Aryan Nation nigga's like, you are Aryan property now. And he says it like that, but he's shaking so much.
Like that.
He's like, Aryan interest, you need 15 boxes of cigarettes, motherfucker. And he shake like he's shaking his shit.
Because was it supposed to be like a theatrical?
I don't know if he was doing jazz hands while he was doing it, nigga.
Tyler Perry was behind the camera like, yes! Yes!
He's somehow involved. He's 22. It's like, yes!
Yes!
He was an intern on set.
Yeah.
He's like, yo, just... He went to the judge, he's like, yo, just have him say it really loud.
Yeah.
And shake and look directly into the camera.
Into the camera, so that I want the people to feel it.
He said, I want to save my boy. He will not be a deuce gangster. Looks in the camera.
No.
But yo, also, all the movies back then was bad. Like, honestly, Boys in the Hood?
Yeah.
Yo, Cuba Gooding's acting?
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
That shit when he came in there swinging. Oh, fucking cops, man. He do everything.
There was nothing believable.
He got rewarded with vagina for that. That horrible show.
Honestly, if
he got he got rewarded virgin puss.
Yeah, he got a. That was like getting a blue $100 bill in 1995. That nigga,
this shit you're unworthy.
But you know what's crazy though? My unpopular opinion, well, what should be the opinion of a lot of black people, most of Spike Lee's movies aren't that good. Because the acting is not that good.
You know what the problem is with those movies sometimes?
It's too much.
I think it's because that Spike Lee just insists that he has to be in those movies.
That's probably, yeah. That usually
he's
is
in every fucking single one. Like,
yeah, every.
Because I like one. Spike Lee movies. I like.
Like, why don't he just do, like, what's his name? The dude from Marvel, just be a fucking Easter egg.
Just an Easter egg? Yeah. But he has to have real
lines. You gotta have lines. You gotta have a character.
You have to have a character that.
Why are you in the 2018 version of She's Gotta Have It? What the fuck is this?
Get your old ass.
Get your old ass out of here.
Imagine, you trying to do a scene with a nigga and he go, cut! Like, yo, get the fuck out of here.
Cut! cut. I ain't like that.
I'm not liking the way you're delivering it. Like, nigga, it's your lines, nigga.
And your ass.
Like, nigga, you don't do this professionally.
Like, Spike made, in the original film, he made himself basically the main character. A couple of them.
Yeah.
Like, when he was in the original She's Gotta Have It, he was Mars.
Like, nigga, he definitely didn't have to be the main character. The other, and,
yeah, what's called?
Fuck.
I mean, the movie when there's niggas and niggas die.
All of them?
Every single one?
No, shit.
Fucking,
Fight the... No.
Geez. No, with Radio Raheem.
Oh,
why can't I think of the name? This is bad.
This is horrible.
Hey, white people.
No, I'm sorry. We're going to get this.
Don't get hype.
This is a shame. Do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Yep. White people don't sit there like, see, they don't know the names either.
See, yo,
niggas, relax.
No, listen. If you're white, then you could just tell me some shit about Spike Lee because I couldn't get that one movie right.
Wrong.
Settle your ass down.
Hilarious, though.
But yeah, yo, those movies are bad, bro.
Yeah.
But it
It went along, you know, like that was the feel that it was. Like it captured.
It had to be.
It captured a vibe.
Yeah, because times it was so intense.
Yeah, it captured
the movies
a vibe.
Had to be intense.
Yeah,
so I kind of understand it, but just looking back as an adult, and it's like, whoo,
it's crazy, man.
We used to accept.
It's crazy.
That.
Yeah, we accepted a lot. I don't know.
Speaking of this, accepting a lot back in the 90s, man. You know, a hero of ours is really. Coming to slander lately, and I don't get it.
I don't understand. I don't like it at all. Not one bit.
I don't get it.
Niggas ain't now here comparing James Brown to Chris Brown.
I don't.
What the fuck is this?
I don't get it, bro. They're doing Michael Jordan dirty.
Dirty as hell.
And I don't understand it.
I don't appreciate it. And so, the fact that it's been going on for weeks now.
Yeah.
Like, it's been going on for a while. Basically, what people are saying is Michael Jordan played against a bunch of nobodies. And even Clyde Drexler, right? Was it Clyde Drexler?
And everybody from his era that says that LeBron is better than them are niggas that he embarrassed year after year. So, of course, nigga. That's like...
the fuck?
Like, that's like asking Kyle Lowry, yo, do you think LeBron's better than Jordan? That nigga's going to say Jordan all day.
Like, come on, son.
Because he's tired of...
Yeah.
He's not going to acknowledge the nigga whose nuts he's been putting over his forehead for the past
six seasons. The amount of posters he's on.
Yeah, nigga. Come on, bro.
And, you know, only time will tell. Because in 20 years, we're going to be looking back, and there's going to be a new generational player. And I'm like, who the fuck was LeBron playing against? He jumped over John Lucas. Like, come on, son. Like, they're going to say the same thing. So it's just going to keep repeating itself.
But now he dunked on Ersan Ilyasova.
Ersan Ilyasova.
And now, he's such an athlete.
Like, he's going to be a... yeah, like, Ilyasova is going to be a household name. Shout out to him. I love you.
But he's
not going to be a household name in 10 years. Like, come on, son. You're not a household name now. So, like, people are going to look back and be like, oh, there's only a certain amount of superstars and da-da-da-da. It's going to be the same thing for LeBron. You just have to let time tell. But as of now... I need everyone to get off of Michael Jordan's schmee.
Yeah, bro.
Because this is some bullshit.
I'm going to tell you one thing about Michael Jordan, my nigga. And you could say, I'm kind of young. I didn't see everything, but nigga. Yeah,
I saw enough, nigga.
I saw, nigga got six of them thang things, bro.
Thangy things. Retired in between one.
Yeah, yo, he took a fucking sabbatical.
Break. Nigga went on hiatus for 365 days.
That nigga fucked around to just throw baseballs.
That nigga played baseball
and stink
in the minor leagues and stunk it up.
And they said, "Fuck this! I'm gonna come back
and then win one
and win three more.
And not win and then win one after that
and then win one after that. I'm gonna win one, then another one,
and then another,
and then another. Retire, come back again in his 40s,
and then play for the team I own."
No, not even that. He was still averaging like over 15 points a game.
He was still producing.
In his fucking 40s. After being off for 4 or 5 years. Come on.
What do you want him to do? Not play against his competition? What if Michael Jordan was ass, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
And like, come bro, on, son. Get off you his can dick. Say that like he was young and like... He was young when he lost to like those bad boy Pistons. He was getting young. Yeah, first of all, let's get that out the way. Number one.
Okay, he was young.
So... That happened, of course. But at that point, that was the most elite defensive team in existence to that point.
Yeah, like...
Never seen nothing like this, never. Nigga, I watched LeBron call up a nigga and called another nigga and said, "Let's put together this super team." And then I watched a nigga lay a stinker against German Dirk Nowitzki. I don't want to hear nothing about this nigga, bro. I really don't. Being a GOAT, I watched you go away. I watched him disappear, my nigga. Yeah. They lost. Come on, bro. Dirk.
And it took, I was talking about that with somebody today. It took LeBron a minute to find his killer instinct. And this shit didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, bro.
It didn't happen overnight. Excuse me. It didn't happen overnight.
He had to get a special injection along with that HGH he takes every year. Sit on that needle. I'm convinced he's on that shit. And I can't wait till he gets tested after
his four championships. And they're afraid to test LeBron.
That nigga got that shit, bro. They're afraid to test. That's why that nigga go to Miami every week. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, ain't nothing out there for him. He's single. He's married.
That nigga.
the fuck is out in Miami for a married man in his 30s?
Other than sin and drugs.
Other than human growth hormone plugs, nigga. That nigga getting his ass jabbed with his sandals on, with his toes out. Fuck LeBron.
LeBron to Philly 20.
Yeah. At the end of the day, 2019.
Bring the HGH with you, baby.
Yeah, share it with Joel and Ben, baby.
Share the sugar,
baby.
Come on, baby.
Don't do it to us like that, baby. And speaking of, when we played them and won, bro.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the first half was crazy. I didn't see the game.
Yo, but I watched it, bro. Yeah. That shit was, yo, bro.
But when you watch, at this day and age, when you see a game when LeBron is getting embarrassed, you know it's not going to end. It's not going to end that way.
Because the nigga came back, right? The nigga came back in the next half. Different. Three straight. I was like, fuck.
Here we go.
I was like, this nigga's gonna do it again.
This nigga here. Like, as soon as I saw the score, I was like, if we lose this game.
I was like, yo, this motherfucker LeBron is going to do it to us.
He's different.
He's going to do it to
us. But on a different note, we played very well. Yes. Us being the Sixers.
Bro,
we
that first half. Well. I will tell you.
I saw the stats. I was watching. I was DJing at the time.
That was the biggest erection I've ever had in a non-sexual situation I've ever had in my life. Nigga, I was at full mast. Nigga, it was hoist the anchor, sails away, nigga. That was such good basketball.
Yeah.
And Ben Simmons was running that team so well, bro.
The gym.
And the fact that we did that
without
our best player, Joel Embiid.
And the Cavs have no answer for him.
They have none.
None.
They don't have no answer for Ben.
Nah.
Because we're going to talk. On the real, if you watch that game, yo.
Was LeBron sticking Ben?
Yo, bro, I swear to God, I'm not trying to be on some
he acted like he was
Homer, like, hyping it up shit. Mm. LeBron looked like he was actively not trying to guard Ben Simmons. Now, I'm not going to say it's because he can't.
Well,
but it looked he was avoiding. He didn't.
It was probably strategic at this point in the season because LeBron is like, I don't have to waste my energy.
But 78. When you leave Jeff Green on Ben Simmons, and Ben Simmons is constantly cooking this nigga, something's got to be changed.
It's crazy because on paper, you would think that's a good matchup.
No.
Jeff Green's usually a good defender.
That nigga was fricasseeing his ass.
Ben is different. He was two assists away from triple double in the first half.
Yep.
So,
bro, like,
Ben's different. But if I would have saw that coming into the game, I would have been, Jeff Green sticking him, Ben might struggle.
But nah, but bro.
Ben is hot right now.
He was lighting that nigga ass up. That nigga flambeing that nigga.
Well, thankfully, we hung on. LeBron missed two clutch free throws, which doesn't happen often.
He's a shitty free throw.
He is a shitty free throw shooter. But at this point in his career, you cannot count against him missing those.
Yeah.
Right? You're not going to sit there
and plus, I like the way we game planned for him in the first half. Mm-hmm. We was like, yo, man, we let him just shoot himself.
Let him cook.
Let him, like, yo, bro, cook from three. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
Let
him cook up.
Unlock your inner Steph Curry, I guess. But he did the second half. That nigga hit through three straight bangers. I'm like, fuck!
He'll heat up.
But I was watching that nigga. I was so tight.
He will heat up.
I was tight as fuck, bro.
And then I cannot wait for Ben to get that into his arsenal. Bro. Because at one point, LeBron was not that. It was like, let this strong-ass nigga shoot. Like,
it's over.
It's like, but it's once Ben gets... If and when Ben gets that, you know, it's going to take him to a completely different level. I can't wait for that. But what else we got on here?
What else?
Well, I guess speaking of Ben Simmons, you want to go into Rookie of the Year talk?
No.
I'm going to save that. All right.
Stu Sports.
We don't have anything else. Only thing on sports we got is wrestling. I didn't watch it, though.
Okay. So, this is a thing that I struggled with for a long time. Mm. I watched WrestleMania.
Wait, first of all, WrestleMania was free?
Oh, nigga, come on, B. Me? I'm like,
this shit was free, nigga?
The only thing I'm going to pay for is pussy when I'm 40, nigga.
You says how much?
50% on 50 cents on the stroke?
50 cents
on the... Hot damn! But, WrestleMania was on Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Sunday. And I'm not someone who's I'm not a wrestling watcher,
mm-hmm.
And I know that it's like on the timeline, it seems like it's something that niggas watch.
It was everywhere. I couldn't avoid.
I checked it out, bro. And wrestling, interestingly enough, I got a newfound appreciation for it.
Really?
Now, this is some like. Once with wrestling, once you suspend your disbelief,
mm-hmm.
and you just acknowledge, like, you know, just as you just register, like, yes, I know this is fake.
Mm-hmm.
I know the outcome is predetermined.
Yeah.
And you just take it for what it is. It's like entertainment. And like, you got to look at
like
it.
Like you're watching a TV show.
Yeah, you got to look at it in terms of a TV show.
Yeah, because that's what it is.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
You look at it, it's like an ongoing, like, live drama.
Yeah.
But with niggas...
With action. Yeah.
And I appreciated it more. Like, bro, like, some chick named Asuka, she was a chick, a Japanese chick, right? A woman's wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
Never lost a match. And I seen her a couple nights when I would check in sometimes. Yeah. She's a badass. She had skills, my nigga.
Yeah.
Comes in against Charlotte Flair. I don't know, but I think that might be Ric Flair's daughter.
Probably for the sake of the storyline.
And then taps out. She taps out. And I was like, what the fuck's going on? Then they had Undertaker come back.
I could have swore.
And
when I saw pictures of him, I was like.
Now that was bad.
What the hell?
That was bad because that nigga's old.
He's old as hell.
And that.
He's like 50.
And he looked old.
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
There's a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not going to get into everything that happened in WrestleMania. But I got a newfound appreciation for wrestling. So.
Yeah. Oh, she really is the daughter of Ric Flair.
Oh, she is.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's what's up. Hmm. So, yeah, she was like she became the champion or some shit like that.
Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to her. So, all I wanted to say is I got a newfound appreciation for wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say I'm all the way into it yet,
mm-hmm.
but I'll keep watching, especially on the off nights where it's going to be time where it's not going to, well, coming up now where it's not going to be basketball on as much after like the playoffs.
Yeah, we got to say, all we got
during that gap where it's just baseball.
All we got to look forward to right now is the NFL draft.
And then soccer ends in about a month or two. So yeah. from that June, July to about August period.
Slow.
I'll check some wrestling out. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Stream SummerSlam illegally. So, you know what it is.
You know. Nigga shit.
Yeah, nigga shit. You already know, nigga. What else? Oh man.
What?
Yes, bro. State of emergency.
It's funny because we're really looking at this list. If you never probably heard us like hesitate between this much, but there's a lot on here. There's so much.
Yeah, bro.
But what were you about to say?
Oh no. I was looking at this thing with Backpage, bro.
Yeah, what happened?
Yo, man, they shut it down, bro. The feds shut it down.
That's unfortunate. A lot of hoes out of work.
Yeah, so if you don't know what Backpage is, Backpage is basically a site where it's like Craigslist for hoes.
That's it.
Where it's like you go online and you look up.
You buy your
pussy wholesale, discount rates.
Damn, when did that happen?
Whatever you want. I think this weekend or last week. And it's like, so that happened, and then like, sex worker Twitter is on fire. Like, you took away our, you took away our
Oh, these hoes came to light?
Yo, they came to light, bro. Like the toots, not like the prostitutes.
Yeah,
the ones that have sex.
Oh, my
they're God. Like, oh, you took away our livelihoods and da 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 da. How can we have a fulfilling life in sex work without back pay? This is a slander. Like this is something against us. I'm like, bro. First of all, nigga, what you do is illegal.
Yeah, in America at least.
Do you not know that? Like,
yeah,
not legal, bro. You're not allowed to do that.
The Women's March fucking comment. The shutting down of Backpage is an absolute crisis for sex workers who rely on the site to safely get in touch with the clients.
Nigga, get a job.
Sex workers' rights are women's rights.
Well, you know what that is? This is just Indeed.com.
Yeah,
try
it. Don't they know like people are getting murdered because of Backpage?
Not even that, nigga. It's illegal.
Yeah,
you had that's like drug dealers talking about. Yo, bro, they keep busting me for weed. How am I supposed to make a living, nigga? Get a job, nigga.
Yeah, facts.
Like don't like, bro. Like, bro.
Son, these tweets are wild.
Yeah, people are. Yo,
but the Women's March one is the main one that really sticks out. Like.
The way people act with that. The
official Women's March page. How can you sit here and say that? Like,
sex work.
Son.
It's illegal. It's not allowed.
Yeah, like.
It's not.
Son, they were getting sold into sex slavery from Backpage.
First of all,
you're worried about.
They know it's illegal, but they come in with the arrogance like they're accountants or some shit. Yeah. Like. How could you take away my CPA?
My livelihood.
I have a family. How dare you take away my degree? My degree in dick suck. Nigga, that shit don't mean nothing to me, bitch. You better go to motherfucking Everest and get a phlebotomy license and start taking some blood, bitch. What's wrong with you? Get a job.
Oh, you better get that.
Go to that accelerated.
And get that CNA.
You better get that accelerated program. You bitch.
Stop playing.
Get your mother.
Son, did you see that picture of the girl? I don't know if you said this last episode. It was the girl. I guess she was like the nurse with the old people, and she was taking a picture. And the dude was like, "This is why your grandparents be dying."
Yo, bro.
It'd be like her.
Because I used to work in like an old home, like.
Oh yeah, you did.
These CNAs ain't shit, bro. They really ain't shit. Like they really not shit, bro. They really not shit. Like, and I didn't work with the nurse. Like I was in the kitchen, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes I would deliver meals to the open. Like yo, they not taking care of these motherfuckers, man, bro. And I'm ashamed. I'm
gonna start taking care of them, like Miss Shirley.
I let the chips fall where they may. But it's one of the things where it's like it's not my issue, but I would just look and shake my head like I'm gonna go back down to this kitchen now. But I'm gonna ring this buzzer for you a couple times. Hopefully,
I'm gonna go about my business.
Hopefully, somebody comes to see you. You look like you've fallen and you can't get up.
You can't get up, but that's not in my job description. Miss Abigail.
For insurance and liability purposes, I can't help you up right now. Oh, looks like you started to poop on yourself. Yeah, I'm sure somebody will get to you before that starts to get infected.
I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to leave.
I'm going to go back. Before I go... Miss Jones, I'm gonna hit this button.
Oh, God.
Yo, bro, these CNAs are not taking care of these old people, bro. That's like terrible. That aggregate. They're taking pictures, they're Snapchatting. Yeah. Like, bro, ain't you supposed to be doing rounds, bitch, and checking?
You're the nail salon with your on lunch break? Your lunch break is 15 minutes. You've been gone for 45.
Bro, you online checking body lava, and she's having a... Mrs. Winkelmeyer is having a heart attack.
Mr. Weinstein had a stroke 45 minutes ago.
His body is in the sunken place. Like the nigga from Get Out. Had the,
that nigga is two-faced. That nigga had half that nigga is melting. And you're out here.
And that nigga, and that nigga body is doing the young girl shoulder lean. That nigga is half sleep, half awake. And you out here on Amazon trying to find the Fenty body lava. Help him.
Help him, bitch.
Help him.
Help this man.
This oatmeal I'm serving is not going to cure his stroke. Help this nigga out. He needs it. He's wasting away.
And you're out here.
That nigga. This is your fifth smoke break, Leticia. Now cover up your chest tattoo.
Take your hoop earrings out, because I know Dr. Johnson told you you couldn't wear them just to work.
Yo, file your nails down to respectable. Yo, every time you change this nigga colostomy bag, you're poking him in the ass.
You're poking holes in this shit.
Yeah. Then turn this nigga into a human sponge. Help! Stop! I promise you, that Monica song is going to finish the same way. Press pause.
I don't care if your Nissan Altima is in the shop today.
Nigga,
you're supposed to be here.
That you can pause the Fantasia autobiography and get to work. Please. Please. That Keisha Cole album is going to...
It can wait.
It can wait, shorty. It can wait.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck is it?
It can wait.
Black Ink Crew is not live. You're not going to miss it.
If you don't record that shit,
you can rewind.
Shonda.
You're going to catch the latest Empire, Shonda Rhimes.
Oh.
The love of scandal. I don't give a fuck.
Black Ink Crew. Listen,
I don't care what Caesar's doing right now. Caesar is crazy.
Oh, my God.
And so is Peter Guns.
Oh, my gosh.
But Mrs. Jones is pooping on herself.
Oh, man. You already know Kirk cheated. He cheated many times. Nothing's going to change.
His poop is soaking into the fibers of the sheets. His sheets are like the backdrop of a TV1 commercial. Like a BET commercial where everything is brown. You know them commercials where they sell the shit in the black room? Everything's brown and mocha flavor. That's his sheets.
It's ebony.
He's dying. Stop. Damn.
Oh, my God.
Needless to say, they're not taking care of him.
Needless to say.
It is clearly easy to become one.
It's fairly easy.
So instead of hustling your vagina.
Oh, man.
Go to CNA.
Just be a CNA.
Sharks.
Let's move on.
Moving on.
Oh, man. Oh, you know what was a good question that you put in here? Actually, no. Do I want to do that? No, you don't. I want to do this. Because I do want to go on to music.
Okay.
With this whole Cardi B and Drake thing.
Let's go.
How do you feel about this? Because I don't think that Drake was trying to, you know, overshadow Cardi B. Like,
I don't know what he was trying to do.
I don't think he's trying to do anything, because he probably had this song in the works for mad long. And
I understand that.
The Cardi B thing probably, you know, like, what are you going to... Like, I think people are blowing the shit out. Why can't you listen to fucking both? Artists drop on the same day all the time.
I would say no, but just the type of dude Drake is and how meticulous he is in everything he does.
He is, but he's not malicious when it comes to stuff like this.
He's not malicious. He's not.
Because if it was really an issue, Drake probably got Cardi B coming up on a song soon.
I wouldn't say that he's that bad. So, who knows, really? Because, I mean, my opinion on both songs is that both projects is that, like...
You don't fuck with either one?
I don't fuck with either one of them.
Really? Really?
That Drake shit is whack to me.
I thought it was... I didn't
think
it was...
The video's hot with all the beautiful black queens. I love it.
Yeah.
The song is not good.
Really?
The song does nothing.
Dog, if I play it right now, you probably start to jigging.
It does nothing for me.
Really? You don't like bounce music? Is that what it is?
I like bounce music. I don't like the way he
You don't did. Like Drake doing bounce music?
Yeah, stop.
I didn't like it when I first heard it because I was like, I wasn't expecting a Drake song to sound like that. Because that's something that I feel like it got hyped up because I was like, oh, Drake's dropping a song. Where's it at?
And then
he dropped a bounce song. I didn't expect that.
Like, and then the Lauryn Hill sample was a little bit unnecessary. It's
that's just how bounce songs are.
Nah.
I'm telling you, he didn't put that in there. That was just somebody gave him that beat, or you know, maybe no him probably.
No, I like bounce music, I didn't like it.
That's how bounce songs are. Like they put songs that you wouldn't think,
right?
Like songs like that. Like they'll do like a Keisha Cole song or something like that and turn it into some bounce shit. Well, shake your ass to it. Like
they need to turn her shit into anything because she needs it.
Shout out to Boobie Miles. Not Boobie Miles, Boobie Gibson.
Yeah, shout out to Boobie Gibson,
living his best life.
Speaking
of that, Cardi B album is tough.
Cardi B album,
I like it.
It was okay.
Best Life is good. I like
it. I didn't like that.
Really? The Chance the Rapper joint?
The only songs besides the obvious like hit singles.
Did you like Be Careful?
No.
You didn't like Be Careful?
I hated that shit. That shit's whack. Now, Big and Head, fire.
Big and Head is tough.
And that should join with YG, She Bad.
YG.
That joint is fire.
Did you hear the joint with Kalani, Ring?
I
like that one.
I'm good with Cardi B singing.
She wasn't really singing. No, Kalani was singing.
What was the one that Cardi B was singing on? Go Through Your Phone?
Be Careful. Kalani was singing the hook.
Yeah, the only ones that I really remember sticking out was Big and Head and...
Did you like... YG. I like it.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Like, I know you had to do that because, like, you Dominican.
I got a story about that one. I don't know if I can tell it on here, but I got a story about that song.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy!
Yeah, say it has something to do with Southside.
Oh shit! Shout out to Southside. Shout out to the gang, by the way.
Just little insight
we got,
I can tell.
We got
to you.
What's the name next week? Right?
I don't know. Kev.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah. So
it's gonna be one of the two Kevs.
Okay.
Because we're definitely bringing back Super Producer Kev for an episode.
Super Producer Kev is coming.
I'll text him today.
So he's coming back real soon.
Yeah, we're gonna bring him back. Yeah, but we definitely got to try and get Kevin. I think what's next?
We scheduled it for Monday.
Yeah, we'll get him in here. I know they're going to LA though. When? I was supposed to be going too, the 19th, but I think that's like a Wednesday. So it really depends, or like Thursday actually.
Yeah, bro. So. We that's the 16th.
Yeah,
and we're supposed to go over there. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully Ken Rogers coming soon.
Great. Yeah, that's my guy. But yeah, bro. I don't know, I like the Cardi album. I thought it was really good. It's just something you can turn up to and like.
I don't like all this women empowerment shit going on. I don't appreciate it, bro.
You feel like it's just overgassed because man. She's a woman?
I don't got. No. Just her and then Drake coming out there pandering to the women with the be nice for what? And now everybody's.
I mean,
all the hoes talk coming out their mouth. What do I gotta be nice for? You gotta be nice so you don't be lonely, bitch.
But that's the thing. A lot of
mothers that yip yap be talking.
A lot of them don't mind being lonely.
They do, though.
They do, but they do. Don't.
No. Yeah. They do. They act like, I'm good. I'm being by myself. But then when it gets late or when somebody else posts their name. Why can't I have this?
Yeah,
I just need goals it.
And shit.
And you're lonely and you're sad because you don't love yourself yet. And Drake telling you to be nice is not going to help you do it. It's giving you false bravado. Get to the core of your problems and then you can love yourself. Drake ain't helping you. You doing all this yip yap talking about why do I got to be nice for these niggas? Wait till about 2:30 a.m.
Then you'll see why you should be nice.
You
want to change the tone a little bit.
Nobody's buying that venti lava for you.
That body lava.
You got to buy that shit yourself. And it's not coming in a gift wrap bag.
Mm-mm.
Nope. It's coming in that sack. You got to open in that bat.
That burlap sack.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's whatever. You know, I give y'all a week until y'all come back to crying and staying. Shout out to Cardi B and Beyonce.
Yeah. Fact. Speaking of cheating, people getting cheated.
Oh no, not done, not done, not done.
Oh, you still
done,
going?
Not done.
You still about to bash?
No. I'm saying I love the Queens. Relax.
I love the
Queens. Sometimes you know you gotta get. I do it for y'all.
You gotta put them in their place.
Relax.
Relax. Mike saw that Cardi B album come out. Like, why the fuck is this bitch in the kitchen?
Nah, no, chill. Chill. I think she's a good artist. I want her to keep making music. But Drake, you're emboldening these queens.
Oh, just look at the time. Yo, the deer probably heard that. She probably texted you right now, like, Michael!
Yeah, it's coming. She got me the other day.
She did?
Because I was talking shit about Cardi B being pregnant and crying and staying. You're crying and staying, bro. Everybody's talking about these women are stronger for what they're doing. Beyonce's strong. She cried and she stayed. How are you stronger for staying with the cheating nigga?
And then they call niggas weak when we leave because they got cheated.
We're weak. You cried. You
made at some point, there got to be a line between, there got to be a difference between strong, weak, smart, stupid.
Yo, bro. Like, quick thing on Cardi B. This nigga cheated on you twice publicly that we know of. Possibly way more. He's been like this since before the money because that nigga has about 4 or 5 baby mamas.
Yep, this ain't nothing new.
Of all different races and sizes and colors and shapes.
So you know that nigga don't discriminate.
So the nigga just... the nigga
fuck
is,
it all.
The nigga's dick is on open display. For all to consume. It's like a carnival ride. Hurry, hurry, hurry! Come one, come all. Come to Offset's penis. One ticket per fair. So he's doing that. So after that, you get engaged to the nigga.
Yeah.
Now, he's still cheating. And after that, you decide to let him do what he do and get pregnant. I don't get it. I don't understand.
I feel like this is how it usually goes, man. Like,
that's a shame. It's a shame. I wish y'all loved yourselves more. I really do. Nothing else to say. I just wish y'all loved yourselves more.
Women are just better at forgiving, I guess.
And what I do is I give you tough love. Because I'm not going to lie to you.
It's very true. I won't lie to you.
I'm going to tell you. You're not going to like it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to like that pill. It's a hard pill to swallow.
You know, niggas call me fat. I don't like it. But sure. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, niggas call me short, but
it's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Can't get mad at the facts. Yeah. I'm not going to write a think piece about whatever, but it is what it is, my nigga. Help. Change. Do something. I'm drinking a bottle of water right now. Trying to help. So...
Oh, my God.
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, man. See, I just went off into a tangent. Now.
Yeah,
I forgot
things happen.
What the fuck I was going to say.
Yo. You seen how they caught up... How what's the name got caught up being racist? Cool. Sabrina Claudio?
Yeah!
You got her name, Sabrina Claudio?
Claudio? Yes, Claudio.
I never started listening to her. But apparently she had a bunch of race... Like, she used to run one of those, like... accounts where she was just ignorant all the time and people thought she was funny. She probably had Azealia Banks as an Abby. I don't know. Something like that.
Something weird. You know, they like shit. Azealia
she's
Banks.
She's probably a stan.
You're a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
If there are somebody that openly stands with somebody, Nikki, Iggy.
Yeah.
Azealia.
Yeah. They really have, they call it stan Twitter. Like,
it's fucking,
like,
they,
it's
weird.
Like a, it's like a thing.
I really.
That shit
I don't,
is weird.
I know y'all don't listen to this podcast because we're normal people. But I really want to meet one of these people in real life. I just want to see.
I can't even imagine what they look like.
I can't imagine.
They probably work at the post office and shit.
Because I feel like
they
like literally look like the witch from Snow White.
No.
My pretty.
More like, than likely.
But I
feel like it's a bunch of gay niggas.
I want to. Hey.
It's a bunch of gay niggas.
It is, probably.
Yeah.
Possibly. Strong possibility.
Yeah.
Like, any nigga that I see. First of all, strike one, your Abby is not either you
or a notable or a meme that I know about.
It's either
or
you
anime.
It's you, it's not you or a cartoon of you.
Yeah.
Something that looks already out of this far. But it's so, if it's some shit of like, you know, I love anime. If it's an anime character,
still a little out there.
Cartoon character. Some obscure meme.
Yeah.
Like, I know
there's a lot of flip. There's a lot of Twitter red flags.
There's red flags out there, just like red flags are an egg or or a dude holding a dead fish or a nigga with a gun or a dog. There's red flags for you other niggas too. Like, if I see a picture,
there's a lot of red flags. That's why I don't understand how people still be getting catfish. Like, what the fuck? Like,
not even cat. Like,
you shouldn't be getting catfish. I'm just saying, like, that ties into it. Like, red flag.
Yeah, you're dealing with an irrational weirdo.
Yeah, you should know what type of person you're dealing with. At this point, you should be on Twitter enough to know. Twitter ain't new.
Yeah.
It's not like everybody just made a fucking blitter. Like, it's like, this ain't nothing new.
That's what I wanted to say.
What?
Shout outs to Misogyny Rap coming back. Future just deleted all his IG posts. He's about to bless us with something great. It's coming.
Super Future. This nigga's about to destroy Sierra for no reason.
And I'm here for all of it because how dare you be happy, bitch.
With my son?
Let me see my son!
Like, damn.
How dare you let him see his son that he probably don't want to see. Bitch.
That Future don't want nothing to do with that little nigga. He sends a check. That's it.
That nigga sends a check.
Check. He doesn't even have to.
He sends him a check and a free beat.
Yeah. send him a check and a 16.
Yeah. A USB with one verse.
With one verse.
Do what you will with it, my nigga.
And an Atlanta Falcons hat. And that's it. Every month.
That's diamond encrusted because you know how Atlanta niggas are. They got to fuck it up somehow.
Fuck it up.
I wasn't going there, but you went there.
Oh, them niggas.
Yeah, them niggas.
Man. Shout out to you if you're from Atlanta. I don't know if we have any Atlanta listeners. Not sure yet. We're coming soon.
Yeah, we're trying, man.
Yeah. You know it'd be dope to go on like a tour or something? That'd be fire.
Yeah, we gotta get
our listeners.
We gotta get our listeners up for that one.
Gotta get our listeners up a little bit.
It's coming though. It's coming. Speak it into existence.
Speak everything into existence.
Every single thing into existence, my dude.
What else we got on here? You want to talk about your boy Dwayne?
Oh man, Dwayne
your
Wade.
Boy D Wade. This crazy ass nigga. I don't know why he thought this was a good idea, but he went on to Taylor Rooks's podcast style like interview thing where you know it's on a camera, and he went on there and Taylor Rooks was just looking all types of fine, and if you know. Dwayne Wade has been a Dominican man since about 2001, maybe. Know what I'm saying? Maybe around then when he first came out as Dominican. Niggas out here cheating on his ex-wife with Gabrielle Union or something like that, right? And they cheated on Gabrielle Union. Had a baby.
Yeah, had a break baby. But shout outs to Gabrielle.
Doing great things.
Because apparently it's like she has issues like, you know, getting pregnant and things of that nature. But still, like, damn, bro, you can't, like,
nigga,
you can't do that to.
That don't mean have a break, baby.
Yeah, man, I don't mean that, nigga.
Nigga, bitch, if you can't get pregnant, somebody catching these seeds.
Jesus, bro. Damn, bro.
Damn, D-Wade.
Shout out to D-Wade and his Dominican heritage.
I don't know, that shit's crazy. That shit crazy, bro. Niggas out here living life. Living their best life.
Niggas really be out here fooling us the whole time and really be Dominican.
Be a whole different nationality.
Yeah, bro. Because, like, out here cheating and then they come out Dominican and then you're not black. You just fake this whole time. Shout out to you, D-Wade.
Yeah, but yeah, he's in a video with Taylor Rooks, did an interview, and she's just, like, adjusting her dress and shit, just looking real good. D-Wade's sitting there.
I don't need it.
I definitely don't need it.
Yes, you do, nigga. And so do we. If y'all don't know who Taylor Rooks is.
That woman is fine.
That is a fine piece of woman.
Yeah.
Taylor Rooks is a reporter, analyst.
Newscaster
of New York. She covers sports mostly. She does a lot of work with the Knicks.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for her.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Very sad for her. Come to Philly, baby.
Come to Philly. We'll treat you right.
But all my listeners, if you don't know who Taylor Rooks is, go on Google right now. Look her up. We'll wait.
He's sitting there like, I'm about to bust.
Like, bro, we'll give you a couple seconds right now. Google Taylor Rooks. That bitch fine, ain't she, bro?
It's fine as hell, boy. You want stolen, nigga, because it's a fun, it's a lot more.
That woman is.
Woo. Yeah, she bad, bro. She bad.
That's a D-Wade, woman,
I don't know how much. I don't know if she was paying. He probably did that shit for free.
He did that shit for free. What?
And you know him, Bron, Chris Paul, Carmelo, all in the group chat like, nigga.
What are you doing, bro?
He was like, it's just an interview.
LeBron probably don't even look her way. Runs away from her ass.
Oh, hell. No. LeBron's done a good job. He does not get into any scandals.
He's a good man.
He's a great man.
He's a good man.
He takes care of his
little
kids.
Little bit of an HGH problem. He's a faithful black man.
It's clearly not steroids, because otherwise he might have slapped somebody by now. Yeah. But
it's something else.
Yeah, he does good. But a lot of these niggas can't be like him.
No.
And D-Wade... In that interview, is not a good look with someone who is that fine,
bro.
I don't mean it doesn't take away from Taylor Rooks in any way, shape, or form.
I got a question for you, because I saw this question on timeline. Mm-hmm. Would you take Taylor Rooks today or Halle Berry in her prime?
Halle Berry is still fine though.
I'm going Taylor Rooks, man.
I think I'm gonna go Taylor Rooks.
That's a fine woman, yo. She's like,
you know what messes me really up? Good. I think it's because I know Halle Berry is weird.
Yeah,
like she don't even like niggas like that.
She's a weirdo.
She basically is the woman version of Taye Diggs. Like the black community loves her, but it's like, you corny ass nigga.
And we know you don't love.
We know you're corny, and you know you really don't love us back. It's crazy.
It's bad, bro. What's going on?
It's my brother.
Brother just walked down into the dungeon, man.
But nah. You just know, like, they don't love the black community back much. I think Taye Diggs actually, like, did he, like, break up with his woman? Like, he, like, started dating black women because he felt the pressure or something like that?
Yeah, nigga. And we still don't like that, nigga, because we feel like we put a gun to your head.
Yeah, like...
I guess I'll fuck with him. Sheesh. Always begging black women. Like, nigga, okay, we don't want you pity, nigga. I know they don't.
Nah, they don't fuck with him like that.
At all, bro.
But nah, I think we're going to go with Taylor Rooks in her prime. Taylor Rooks right now over Halle Berry. That's a fine woman.
She's so fine, bro. So fine.
Yeah, she fine.
Man.
Yeah.
But speaking of basketball, niggas cheating, man.
Yeah, Tristan Thompson, right?
Tristan Thompson, bro.
This nigga... He finally, this is the only time that a black man can cheat, and, you know, we'll throw out the paperwork. I'm gonna look the other way. If you cheat on a Kardashian, you good.
You straight
in my book. Like, you straight, bro. Like, if anything, you reverse the curse. You got out, my nigga.
That's your get out of jail free card.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but apparently he cheated on Khloe Kardashian, like how he did his last girlfriend, I believe. He cheated on his last girl with Khloe Kardashian.
The thing is,
you lose them how you get them, bro.
Yeah.
You lose them how you get them.
The rules.
Who's surprised here?
The rules never change.
It's always the same.
It doesn't matter how much money how you get them is how you are going to lose them.
The only person that hasn't happened to yet is Swiss Beatz and Alicia Keys.
And it's coming.
Trifling ass niggas.
It's a coming. Because I have a feeling that Alicia Keys is gay on the low. She about to leave Swiss Beatz for Queen Latifah. No.
She going to leave her for Rosario Dawson. Like, it's going to be bad.
Yeah, man. When that sex tape come out, I'm going to keep it real with you, meat. I'm going to beat you senseless for about 45 minutes.
This nigga said, I'm going to keep it real with you, meat.
I lay on my back, and I put my hand right on the base of the shack. I'm going to keep it real with you, meat.
It's wrecking time. Krakatoa!
Nigga, it's going to be just like when Vegeta went for Super Saiyan first time.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember when Gohan went Super Saiyan 2?
Actually, no, I don't know.
I can't take this beating anymore! Right. Have my dick ready to fight Cell, nigga. The Cell games, bitch. This is going to be crazy. Speaking of meat
beats. It's going to be crazy.
Speaking of meat beats. Uh-huh. Hold on. I wanted to play something because you know that Brittany Renner chick?
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what she does.
She's just like a... Actually, she really doesn't do anything.
She just doesn't do anything.
She just looks good, yeah. I guess you could say she's an IG model. She just gets paid to look good.
Right.
She just advertises certain shit.
She's pretty
funny too, actually. Mm. Yeah, you don't find women comedians funny. But
that's crazy because I'm trying to think of something. It's like literally two or three.
Oh, man. Somebody said Wanda Sykes?
It's literally like two or three. And I feel horrible. But the facts is the facts, B. You don't make me laugh, B. I don't know what to tell you.
In my ass. Bow, bow, bow. I'm doing it because I fucking feel like it. Because I want to shake. I want to show the world what I got. Ooh. Ooh. Oh, I thought you were classier than that. No. Sorry. I'm not. I'm a little...
What is she doing?
Smut!
She's slapping her own ass?
Yes.
Those of you who think she's gonna... I'm gonna get her off the internet. I hate her! You better try a little harder. Because I got the internet. In a leg lock. And it's about to... Goddamn fool.
Yeah, what? That's it.
What the hell was that?
I just want her to do porn already.
Yeah, she just got to bust it open.
I just want, like, bro.
I don't think anybody going to fuck with her. Like, she seems like she kind of weird, bro. She a little crazy. She a little off.
Yeah, she'll send you, like, 70 texts.
Yeah.
About how y'all horoscopes match y'all destiny.
And then she goes on Twitter and tweets about how crazy she is. Like, I'm so crazy.
I'm so crazy, smiley face.
I'll cut you.
You're just a nut.
Yeah, I'll fucking cut you.
You're just a Looney Tune, bitch.
No, you don't answer my phone call. If you don't text me back in 0.5 seconds, I'm going to cut your nuts off. Like, bitch.
And eat them in my spaghetti.
Get the fuck out of here. Nah, she definitely wouldn't.
Do porn, bro. Please, yeah. Please.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I will
beat my meat like it owes me money.
Like it owes me. like it took my degree away.
Like it deleted back
to you. Like it literally said, we went to the Montclair State Records. You are not a graduate.
You were no longer.
You're going to have to go back another 4 years. Unless you take your meat into a beat meat triathlon. And bitch, and here's the dismount. Nigga, I'm gone, nigga. Oh, man, boy. I tell you, player.
Well, speaking of weird women.
Yes.
A woman went on, a little bit of a tangent. She went on it basically saying, you know, called out niggas for us.
Ho, ho, ho. Update on Tristan Thompson's situation.
What?
Shout out Corey. He hit it to us in the chat, bro. Apparently this nigga cheated on Chloe with two women.
At the same time?
At the same damn time. Shout out the future.
Oh, he double black. He blickety black now.
African now.
Hit that nigga Wakandan.
Somebody give him his lip tattoo, bro.
That nigga is Wakandan. Wow. Yeah, nigga. Surveillance footage shows Tristan Thompson cheating on Khloe Kardashian with two women.
Damn. I've never seen such a shitty NBA player get so much play.
How can you be this messy? Let's see. Wow, he's really in the club with two women, like, touching him.
No, right?
Oh, he kissing both of them.
In the lip? In the mouth?
In the mouth. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
He got the hand on
him.
He got the...
Why these bitches, they both look like...
They both look like Kim Kardashian.
And they look like a bitch between Kim Kardashian and Snooki. Yo.
Wait, does he kiss the other one, too? It's like he was, like, just kissing her. And she's hugging up on her. Oh, he got the... Face in the titties. Oh,
this nigga's in a swaggerless jumpsuit.
Yeah, he is. This nigga dressed like
Drake. He's dressed like Nico Bellic from Grand Theft Auto 4.
Oh, she touched his dick. Go.
Oh, man.
There's a third girl there. He's like,
no, it's a third.
He's like, yo, you feel that?
It's a third girl there. In the bed. Yo.
First of all, this nigga was at a hookah lounge. Stupid.
Yo, shout out to the Dominican Republic yet again, Woo. Bro. You know what, bro?
No, I'm telling you, bro. He back.
He's back. He's back.
But actually, no, he's not back. These were all white women. Actually, that nigga is 100% Dominican. I take back everything I said. He cheated with... It was three white women there. What are you doing, Tristan? What the fuck?
Hold on. That nigga is Swedish now. I don't even know how to...
That nigga wears clogs.
That nigga wears kilts, nigga. It's a kilt.
Fuck out of here. Damn, what do you do? And his wife is pregnant.
Yo, bro, that's...
He's kissing women.
Cheating on a pregnant woman.
What do you even say? You can't say sorry.
Cheating on a woman is like...
You ain't sorry, nigga. Well, you sorry, all right.
Cheating on a woman is like already scumbag behavior, but a pregnant woman, bro.
Pregnant woman, bro.
Like, you gotta be a different...
And then you let the girls fill on your meat at the club. In the club.
At the public ass.
Man, oh man! While his reality star girlfriend,
men are trash, bro.
Sitting at home, 3 months pregnant.
I think I might have to give it up, man. We're garbage.
I don't know. This is some next level shit.
Because goddamn, bitch, boy.
Wow, she let the girl feel his dick, and the other two girls high fived each other. Girl,
no. we got the worst rebound on
and
the cast.
She started touching it too. Yo, damn, Tristan. See, this is exactly why
they're going back. They're going back to their girls. Like, guess who dick I touched? Mm. Who, girl?
Khloe Kardashian.
No. Guess. Here's a trivia question: who got out rebounded by Steph Curry in the finals?
Ooh.
Tristan Thompson.
Oh, it's bad for you, bro.
You touching the dick?
It's bad for you.
Damn, bro.
It's bad. What's up with niggas getting caught on camera, though?
Like, yo,
what the
fuck is this? Niggas have too much
what are you doing?
Money, bro. And I feel like this is what it is. This is what makes cheating not worth it. Mm. You are going to get caught eventually. Mm. Every time, all the time. Mm-hmm. Somehow, some way, you're going to get caught, bro.
Buddy.
Especially if you're not... Definitely if you're a man,
yeah,
you're gonna get caught.
Yep.
We're not wired like that to just
women is fucking conniving and sneaky.
Yeah, they're the devil. Shout out to the Queens, I love the Queens.
Shout out to you.
But yeah, like if you're a man, you're definitely looking. We're too dumb to keep that up for extended amounts of times. Especially we live in the age of the internet. There's no privacy no more.
No more. No mas, my guy.
None. Back in the 50s, niggas used to have whole families on the other side of town.
Yeah, next door.
Yeah.
You'll never catch us.
He's leaving dinner with his family to go have dinner with his family.
Be back, honey. Going to work? Again?
No.
He's going
to his third son's soccer game. He's going to watch Rusty play baseball. Like,
that's just crazy.
You're not. It's
nowadays,
just,
nah, bro.
There's no point in doing that to yourself. You're wasting your time.
Not at all.
It's not worth it. Just.
Yeah. Come on, man. You know what you're signing up for, bro. Are they just boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yeah.
They're not even like engaged, I guess.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
And he wasn't 100% committed either. Because this shit is mighty slow.
It's not looking.
Oh, man.
It's not looking good.
At least he's not smoking crack.
It's not looking good.
At least he's not a crackhead.
Well,
he could be a crackhead.
What else? What else? How much can he be? What else do we got?
I don't know.
Oh, this is something I saw on the TL that was quite interesting.
Yeah.
There's a debate of who's better and who invented trap music. Not even like who invented trap
who
music.
Who invented it? Who did it better?
And who did it better and who turned into who's better?
T.I.
Between T.I. and Gucci Mane.
T.I.
Now,
I've heard of Gucci Mane. I've known who Gucci Mane was basically ever since he came out.
When you compare, we're not going to do the who invented trap music debate because honestly, I was doing my research on Twitter and on the internet. Mm-hmm. Apparently, trap music and the term trap music was invented by a rapper named Cool Breeze.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that.
Yeah.
So who's better in between the two? If you it depends on how you're looking at it.
Yeah.
If you're looking at it as far as musical ability, rap ability, song making, hit making ability, it's T.I. and it's not even close.
But if you want to talk about who got the ear to the streets for real,
it's who's like, the culture shifter,
it's
influencer, it's Gucci Mane, and it's not even close. It's not
close.
It's not. I saw that somebody said this, and I definitely agreed. Gucci Mane is the greatest A&R on the planet.
A&R?
Yes.
How so?
Because that nigga has put us on to so much time. Just let's listen. Let's
oh,
list.
The amount of people. Oh, okay.
Let's list them. Young Thug.
That's one, yeah.
The Migos.
Yeah, Migos. Yeah.
21 Savage.
Jesus. That's an extensive list.
Sit right there.
Yeah. T.I. really hasn't brought out. I mean, T.I. signed people. So, T.I. had Meek Mill.
Yeah.
T.I. had Meek Mill when he had a Z on the end of it.
Yeah. Meek.
Travis Scott is still Grand Hustle.
Oh, yeah. Travis Scott.
Travis Scott is still Grand Hustle.
Yeah.
He had a couple other people, too, but nobody was ever. You know, he had Young Dro. People like that. People who just never, like, reach the level like how Gucci Mane's people have.
I'm Googling like artists that have like
went through Grand Hustle.
Like people that have co-signed by Gucci Mane.
Oh,
OJ the Juice Man. He was a legend.
Yeah,
Waka Flocka.
Damn, Waka.
Yeah. 2 Chainz.
Yeah, it's over.
Young Scooter.
Damn it.
Future.
Damn it.
Young Thug.
Can you really say Future though? Future is kind of.
No, he started Future off.
Okay.
Absolutely. Rich Homie Quan. God. Pee Wee Longway.
That
Migos.
That nigga, man. He about the same height as this table.
Yeah, man. It's
that's it's crazy, yes.
Zaytoven.
Ah, yeah, Zaytoven.
It's Nicki Minaj.
How?
You don't remember when Nicki Minaj was rocking with Gucci Mane back in the day?
Kinda, but not like.
She was in the Bricks video.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
French Montana. I won't want to say give him credit for French Montana.
Nah, I wouldn't.
Mike Will made it. Yeah, man. I don't know what
a lot of people.
Young Dolph.
It's Dolph.
Is Dolph.
That nigga's a legend.
Metro Boomin.
Yeah, it's over. That's it.
I mean, what more? Chief Keef.
Chief Keef. Well, Chief Keef kind of did it on his own, though.
Yeah,
he blew let's up throw that.
But he had,
blew up on
but the spectrum of influence is crazy.
Yeah.
Now musically,
the people he's influenced, and you can even say Fetty Wap too, because
Fetty Wap,
Fetty basically was like, "Yo, I got my name from that nigga." Like
Goo Wop, like a name that he had part time.
Yeah, a part time name recently. Recently. That was like right before he went to jail,
bruh. But musically, man, half his music sounds like the nigga was battling sleep apnea. So we'll get past that. But we'll just move on from that quickly and expediently. Okay. This is the last topic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And this is a topic that is passionate. I'm passionate about.
Uh-huh.
And I may be biased, but I'm right. Because even though I'm a Sixers fan, trust the process. Know what I'm saying? 50 wins. 50 wins after being a 10-win team 2 years ago.
50.
And people say the process didn't work.
Look at you.
Tickled me. So the Rookie of the Year race is... It's a race.
Yeah, it's racing.
To me, it isn't. Mm-hmm. It's a race where one nigga's clearly in front.
Yeah.
And one nigga's clearly behind.
Yeah.
They're both great racers,
mm-hmm.
but one's just ahead of the other one.
Yeah, that's all it is.
So Ben Simmons was recently asked, I don't know if it was today or yesterday or the day before.
It was like 2 days ago.
Yeah. They asked him who he would vote for for Rookie of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he said me 100%. And they asked him if there are any other rookies that caught his attention. He said none. I love it. Number one.
If he's the face of your team, you gotta love it.
Now, to if you look at that quote on its face, you'd be like, oh, wow, Ben Simmons is an arrogant asshole. But he clarified by saying he's focused on the Kevin Durant, LeBrons of the game, and he's not focused on rookies, which is, yeah. And I don't understand why people don't think that a basketball player is going to say that he thinks he should be the rookie.
It's like being a rapper and be like, yo, who's the best rapper? Nigga, me.
Me? Like, who do you think? Like, ask any NBA player, who should be MVP? Nigga, me. Nah, that nigga over there, he's kind of nice. No, nobody says shit
nigga
like that.
Nigga, me.
I am the best. And he's clearly the best.
Yep.
Now, what I'm about to do, this is, I don't usually do stats and numbers and, you know, but I always do facts, even though they're not backed up by numbers. Let's say that, my nigga. And I will say this. Ben Simmons is the clear-cut rookie of the year. And if you don't agree, you're either stupid, stupid, a hater, stupid, or a Jazz fan.
Yeah.
Or a Philly hater, which then makes you stupid. Now, I will give you some numbers. This is not about slandering Donovan Mitchell, because Donovan Mitchell is a great player.
Indeed.
And he's going to be a great player.
Yes, he is.
He's had a great rookie year.
Yes, he has.
He's done a lot of good things with this Jazz team. I agree with that 100%. This is about talking about while Ben Simmons is clearly the person that should be Rookie of the Year and dispelling all the arguments against him being Rookie of the Year.
Yep.
Now, let's start with the number one rookie. What's the number one thing against him?
Ben?
Let's start. I'm going to start. He's not a real rookie.
He's not a real rookie.
Why not?
Because he got to train and travel and practice with NBA pros for years.
No, he didn't, my nigga. Ben Simmons was out for the most of the year with a foot injury.
Yep.
Which is, it don't take a rocket scientist to know, foot injuries are kind of serious in basketball.
Foot injuries, especially, to me, they're serious whenever because there's so many bones in the foot.
First, it's the foot.
The foot has the most bones in it.
And it's basketball.
It is basketball.
You're kind
of this isn't swimming.
Even swimming.
This isn't table tennis. It's basketball. Okay. It's 90% your feet, my nigga. If it's not your feet, it's your hands.
Yep.
So it's your feet. And this is a team that just had to sit and be for feet problems.
Yep.
And we know how bad feet injuries can do to basketball players. We saw foot injuries destroy and ruin Yao Ming's career.
Yep.
Who's not that much taller than Ben Simmons.
Not at all. No.
So, when you have big men, he gained a lot of weight, he had foot problems. When you have a foot problem, what are you doing? What practicing are you doing? And they didn't even rule him out for the rest, for the entire season until they were about 56 or 7 games in. So, what's 56 games? That's about in December.
56 games?
January?
That's like January.
January.
Yeah.
So, until January, he definitely wasn't doing nothing. That's confirmed doing nothing. Then they ruled him out for the season. Then you don't know what, I don't know his trajectory of healing after that. But if you're going to say that's a whole year, that's 2 months max at this point. Let's assume that after that 56 games, he starts practicing. Mm. That's 2-3 months max of practicing. What real advantage is that for real, for real? Let's do that.
What?
Oh, but he got to travel on the team bus. So the fuck what, nigga? And? All right. Got that one out the paint. Another thing about Ben Simmons. He can't shoot. Yeah, he can.
Mm.
He's 0% from three. So what?
He doesn't even shoot him. I've never seen him shoot him. He has shot him.
He's, the only threes he's attempted are the ones where it's like...
Last second,
you're just throwing it up
there. Yeah.
Right? So, he... is 0% from three, still averages 16.4 points a game. At 52.3% efficiency. The nigga's efficient.
Yeah.
Highly efficient.
Can't argue with that. Yeah.
So, you're averaging 16 points a game. So what if the nigga can't shoot? And you already, and if you're paying, if you really watch Ben Simmons, the jumper has been developing slowly over this past month or two.
Facts.
For, in the mid-range. So that's already coming.
Yep.
And me, I see practices of him shooting the three all regularly in practice. Mm-hmm. But either here or there, if the nigga never gets a jumper, ever, he's bigger than everybody.
Yep.
He's stronger than everybody. He's got better handles than most.
Yep.
His IQ is through the roof.
Yep.
He gets to the rack at will.
Yep.
And he's averaging 16 points a game. So what does that matter? Niggas who are supposed
niggas to like to hate.
Shooting guards don't. A lot of shooting guards don't average 16 points a game. That fucking start. Shooting. The niggas whose job it is to score. A good amount of them niggas don't average 16 points a game. That's done.
It's facts.
Done. Rebounds per game. 7.8. 8 rebounds a game. A block per game. 0.9. A block per game. 2 steals per game. 7.3 assists per game. Now, that's triple-double range. And Ben has about 12 or 13 of those things.
Yeah.
This year. The only other rookie to ever have that many triple-doubles is Oscar Robertson when he was playing against coal miners and part-time accountants. And that shit, he had like 60.
Yeah, he was killing them.
So, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He has more than Magic Johnson, the greatest point guard ever. So, that's that. So, when you let's do a comparison of Donovan Mitchell and Ben Simmons. They play about... Ben Simmons plays 2 more minutes a game. Donovan Mitchell's 35% from 3, about average.
Yeah, it's like average. It's not bad.
I mean, Ben's 0.
If you want to give him that, yeah, he doesn't... Yeah, if you want to give him that, okay, yes, he shoots 3.
Ben's way better at rebounds, 7, 8 versus 3.5. Assists, 7 versus 3.5. Blocks, 1 versus 0.4. Yeah. Steals per game, 1.9 versus 1.4. He has a better Donovan has a better free throw percentage, and he has turnovers per game. Mm-hmm. Right. So what I'm looking at is Ben does everything better than Donovan Mitchell besides score.
3-pointers, at least.
At 3-pointers. And he's only averaging 3 points. So it's 1 3-point shot.
Yeah, 1 3-point shot.
He averages 1 3-point shot a game on this nigga.
Yep.
But the nigga Ben is racking up triple.
Triple
dubs. Let's say Donovan Mitchell is a below average to average defender.
Yep.
Ben Simmons can cover anybody from 1 to 4, 1 to 5.
Yep.
I've seen him put centers in the post, power forwards in the post. I've seen him shake up point guards. I've seen him pass. He's done it all. So what? I don't understand. He's the rookie of the year.
He's gonna get it. I don't see them getting it. He I don't see them brought, giving it to anyone else.
And then niggas want to say, "Oh, but he has an all-star in Embiid."
Embiid didn't even play the other day against the Cavs.
He's been kicking without Embiid. Number one. Number two, Rudy Gobert is all NBA.
Yeah, he is.
So what?
I think they said he might win Defensive Player of the Year.
So he's probably going to win Defensive Player of the Year. Yeah. That don't mean nothing no more?
Apparently not.
Because you need a Defensive Player of the Year when you're not that good of a defender. Yeah. So I don't get it. I don't understand it. I really want to. I think I had another argument, but it's pretty much it. Ben Simmons is the Rookie of the Year. The nigga, I'll say it like this. If you wanted to start a team today, start a franchise in your town, the Burlington so-and-sos for the NBA, and you get to choose between Ben Simmons
and Donovan Mitchell.
You're not picking Donovan. You're not picking Donovan Mitchell over Ben Simmons. You are not. You're not.
Yeah.
That nigga, we're looking at today, LeBron 2.0. It's facts. It's, you see it.
You see it.
Yep. It's done. And then you LeBron stands. His jumper wasn't nice. He couldn't shoot when he first came in the league.
LeBron just got
a jumper. Just. And he's playing 15
years. Towards the end of his time in Miami.
To be fair.
Towards the end of time.
So that was 10 years.
Got efficient.
Come on, bro. We're not doing this. Yeah. Donovan Mitchell's nice. Ben's better. And it's not even close.
Hey.
He does more for you on both sides of the ball. And then he makes everybody better. That nigga has revived Marco Bellinelli and J.J. Redick.
Yep.
Come on, bro. I really don't want to talk no more, man, yo. Fuck you niggas that think that Donovan Mitchell should be rookie of the year. We're a 50-win team. We're a 50-win team. 50 wins. And partly because of this nigga. A good portion of why we're a 50-win team is because of this nigga.
Yep.
It's because he's such a problem.
It ain't because of...
We won 28 games last year.
It ain't Markel Fultz.
We won 28 games last year. We won 50 this year. We're a 3 seed in the East.
Yep.
And the East is not as trash as everybody wants to talk about. But I'm done. I don't want to talk no more. It's been Not That Serious, the podcast.
Yeah.
Find us everywhere. You know where to find us. Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud,
all of
Google
that.
Play Music.
Spotify coming soon.
I've been trying Spotify so many times, man.
I seen it. We're going to get them.
Them niggas going to stop playing and give us our due, bro.
Facts.
Twitter, Instagram.
You already know.
NTS Pod, Twitter. NTS. Not That Serious Pod.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. Peace. Yeah, LZ got a basketball game. Hopefully these niggas win.
Oh, you already know.
Because every time I go, they win. Or do they lose?
Nah, niggas win.
Niggas win.
Suck my dick.
Peace, nigga.
Yeah, that's like that. Hit him in the chest. One time again in the head. Buddy roll, y'all. Check it out.
I don't know what this world's gonna end, but I know one thing, that this is the life for me.
Baby, cause I'm a thug.
I'll take
anything. Baby, cause I'm a thug.
Wouldn't change for the world.
Cause I'm a thug.
That's right, you know.
Baby, cause I'm a thug. Check it out. Could it be my baggage jeans or my gold teeth that make me different from y'all? Ain't tripping, dawg, but listen, dawg, I was raised a little different, y'all. Doing my thing, using my ghetto slang, and I'm representing thugs. She's who I roll with, watch them niggas that gon' love this. Niggas who I don't bun, on the run, they got 10 years on parole. You can't say it, dawg, I'ma say it for y'all. Motherfuck the popos. Fuck the judge, the CEO. Fuck the DA and PO. Fuck the family of the victim, witness, and stitching assholes, nigga.
I don't know what this world's gonna end, but I know one thing, that this is the life for me.
Baby, cause I'm a thug.
I'll take
it. Baby, cause I'm a thug.
Wouldn't change for the world.
Cause I'm a thug.
That's right, you know.
Baby, cause I'm a thug. Check it out. See, I'm so tight. Niggas be like, that nigga got so many hoes. And I know he got clout. Look in his mouth. That nigga got so many gold. Tell him they hoes. There's something up with that nigga. Bitch, I've been watching you watching him. You must wanna fuck this nigga. My name alone been known.